Welcome to Israel 18 News at 11 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Tonight, the weather across Israel is mild. Tel Aviv enjoys a gentle breeze, while Jerusalem remains cool and clear. In Haifa, expect a calm and pleasant night. Here are today's headlines. First, Netanyahu reveals he secretly visited the UAE during the war with Iran, calling it a historic breakthrough, according to the Times of Israel just in. Also earlier this hour, Mariv reported that during the conflict with Iran, Prime Minister Netanyahu flew to the Emirates in secret. Also this hour, I-24 News confirms that Netanyahu met with President Mohammed bin Zayed in the UAE during the Iranian conflict. Separately, the Jerusalem Post reported that the head of the Bank of Palestine says the future of Gaza remains uncertain despite a ceasefire after meeting with Netanyahu. And finally, Axios reports that the U.S. is eager to start implementing a new Gaza plan in areas not controlled by Hamas, aiming to change the current status quo. Reaction has been swift on social media. Ziad Asali, a medical doctor, expressed criticism of Israeli soldiers and settlers, posting just minutes ago. Iris, an online commentator, simply stated, "Time out," writing on X just now. Meanwhile, Ynet Global reported that the Netanyahu coalition is moving to dissolve the Knesset amidst the crisis over draft exemptions. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with Netanyahu's secret visit to the UAE, the Times of Israel reports this meeting marks his first confirmed trip to the Emirates, happening on March 26. The visit underscores growing ties between Israel and the UAE, despite regional tensions. This development could signal a new era of cooperation in the Gulf region. Turning to the situation in Gaza, the Jerusalem Post highlights comments by the Bank of Palestine's chief, who met with Netanyahu. He emphasized that the current situation does not match promises made to the Palestinians. This suggests ongoing challenges in achieving long-term peace and stability. Meanwhile, the U.S. aims to implement a new strategy in Gaza, according to Axios. The focus is on areas outside Hamas control, seeking to improve conditions and break the current deadlock. This could significantly alter the dynamics in the region, affecting both local and international stakeholders. On the economic front. First, Mariv Business reports a major transformation in Ramallah, with plans for thousands of new housing units. This initiative aims to revitalize the area with residential and commercial developments. Separately, CTEC reveals that Envision has raised $55 million to expand its quantum technology applications. The healthcare startup aims to leverage quantum computing for faster drug development. And finally, Globes reports that the head of Microsoft Israel is leaving amid ethical concerns. This follows allegations of improper use of Azure by Israel's Ministry of Defense. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 12 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.